He is Jeff Phelps. I am Andy Baskin, and we are talking a little bit about the Guardians. So, Jeff, I'm just kind of digesting where the Guardians are. Obviously, we're in a great place right now. You know, they've locked up the second seed. That's amazing. They still have a shot at being the top seed in the American League. And, you know, for whatever that's worth, they still now have a couple days rest. They do not have to play in the wild card series. So that's going to sit as we wait to see how that shakes out. I mean, that may not wrap up until Sunday to see who the Guardians will get the winner of. So they still have to figure out what's going on with the wild card teams, all four of them. So it's going to be fun to sit back, watch, and see what happens, especially this weekend when Houston comes to town. I was just kind of looking at odds, and while we're extremely excited and trying to, I don't know, figure out how far they can go with this thing, I've been looked at FanDuel, our good friends at FanDuel. I've been looking at their odds, and to win the World Series, they're 13-1, which puts them third best in the American League. The Dodgers are have the best chance, according to the odds, of winning the World Series. Then the Phillies, the Yankees, the Astros, the Orioles, the Padres, then the Guardians, and then the Brewers after that. So again, they're going off at 13-1 to win the World Series. I don't know. I think that's kind of intriguing. You know, they're in the middle of the pack there. I just don't know what's going to happen. You get hot, you can win it. And
that's the thing about baseball playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you play 162, it's clear who the best teams are. But then they throw that away, and you add all of these teams into the playoffs, and you win a best of three, you advance. You win a best of five, you advance. You win a best of seven, you advance. Any team...
Best of seven, right? It's 3-7-7, isn't it?
3-5-7.
Double check that. That's okay. Keep going.
It's... And I thought it was 3-7-7 as well.
Oh, you did.
But it's 3-5-7.
Okay.
Any team can get hot. If you get into the postseason, you can get hot. The White Sox, in theory, could get hot, but they're not in there. But so that's why I understand, you know, why you do that and all. And but any team can get hot and go.
Yep. I mean, we sit here, we talk about the rotation if you want to too again. But I kind of feel like, you know what? If there's ever been a year for this team to break through and with zero expectations and for some reason, I kind of think they're built to be this kind of playoff darling this year, to be able to.
Because you've enjoyed the story and you want to see it continued.
Yeah.
That's no guarantee of anything as we both know. You know, the thing about this one right now, Andy, to me is this. Lane Thomas has warmed up. Kyle Manzardo has come back from Columbus and looks like a completely different hitter. Jose's hitting the ball just fine. Josh Naylor's hitting the ball just fine. That's four guys. That's more than we had before. Stephen Kwan's coming back. What's he going to look like? If Stephen finds something again, that's five guys. All of a sudden, this lineup looks a heck of a lot better than we thought it was going to. John Kenzie Noel's been in September. Maybe he warms up. You know, right now, and as much as we all like him and the pop he can provide, he's not hitting very well in September. I would like to see him have a couple of good games here to close the season. That's my concern, is this team won't hit in the postseason. But Lane Thomas has been terrific. Thank goodness. And Kyle Manzardo has been a great addition here in September.
Bybee lock up the...
Oh, there's no question.
The number one...
No question.
...start in the playoffs?
As long as it falls okay. And I would think it would.
Well, I don't see why
you're
going to
get the extra time off, so you can do anything you want, really.
Yeah, I mean, he goes from the 24th. He won't see another game until, what, October 1st? Right? He wouldn't see another game until October 1st. So I would think, Dan, do you agree with that Bybee's locked up the spot to be the game one starter?
Heck yeah.
Okay,
who else is he throwing out there?
Well, I look.
And he went seven.
That's not meant to be a smart aleck thing. That's meant to be like a good job, Tanner Bybee.
And he went
nice
seven
job,
yesterday.
Bud. Yeah, that's why. That was the reason.
I like the idea of a guy going seven innings. Let's see if he can do it again.
The thought of not having to use the bullpen? Wow. Especially, we sit around and we talk about how burned out they should be, but they're not. And they're just resilient, that bullpen. You can tell them, oh, you've pitched too many innings, or I can't believe that they've tried. Who cares? What's the difference? I don't know why, but these guys have been able to shake off especially the bullpen, has been able to shake off any criticism you might think. And it's not like we're criticizing them. It's the usage of the bullpen and whether they're going to be able to maintain throughout the playoffs. And now Bibee's looking at, he'll throw a bullpen. He might even have to throw two bullpens before he gets back out if they're going to make him the game one starter. So now, you know, when you look at these next four games, who are your other starters going to be? And I kind of like this. I like the fact that it's not set in stone, that you know exactly what you're going to do. And
no,
that
I wish it was.
I don't know. I'm kind of okay with it.
That way you knew you were rock solid there. You got a real good idea. It's going to be Bibee. It's going to be Matthew Boyd. If Cobb's healthy, it's going to be Alex Cobb. I mean, you're not going to not throw Alex Cobb if he's healthy and good to go. He's going to get a start in the postseason. He's a gamer.
I want to see him here. It'll be interesting to see how long they let Cantillo go tonight and see what he can do against Cincinnati. I don't know. I really, really like this kid. I hope he gets – I'd love to see him get a start. I just don't know.
You'll see him next year.
Why wouldn't you stay with him now, though? He's red hot.
I can't disagree with you.
I wonder where the –
I wonder how many guys you're going to start. I mean, you're going to be in a five-game series.
Hopefully you only have to start three.
You're going to be – yeah. It'd be nice.
But. And then maybe you could be able to use him as your fourth pitcher in the ALDs. I don't know. There's a part of me that thinks you could stick him in the top three and let him pitch in this, in that DS.
Well, if Alex Cobb's not good to go, Andy, I would think Cantillo would be a very logical choice.
What's the last update we've had on Cobb? Anybody hear anything recently? Did you hear anything in the clubhouse last
list.
Night? Nothing, just kind of wait and see?
Just still day-to-day. Bullpen went well a few days ago. Still just trying to figure out next steps. I don't really feel too confident about it because I guess he's just a pitcher that has hand problems and blisters that just come up a lot. So, I don't know. I'd be a little tentative with him.
You're not confident that they'll use him to start, or you're not confident he'll be able to pitch in the playoffs?
I'm not confident that he'll be able to pitch. I think Stephen Vogt likes him. Obviously, his last start against the Pirates was really encouraging through near a perfect game through six innings. I'm just a little cautious with what we can get out of him in the postseason.
Look, you were in the clubhouse last night. What's the mood in there right now? I mean, they've got to have a ton of confidence. I mean, they're coming up with big wins.
Yeah, I'd say vibes are really high. I mean, they were talking about the AL Central rankings and how the Tigers have really surged up to being the number two spot right now in the Central. And I think right now it's still day-to-day because that's Vogt's message and they approach every day the same. But they're going to start projecting to these playoffs here soon.
Did you take a bottle of champagne out of there last night or not?
There was no champagne last night.
I'm not telling you. Oh, that was fake champagne from last night? That all of this stuff is Photoshop that's out there right now? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Perhaps.
So no champagne last night. That's false. That's flying around there. Those T-shirts about Cincinnati being in Kentucky, that's false too, right? I need verification from you. You were there just making sure that we don't believe our eyes, what we see on social media. Hammer it home, baby. Say it's all fake.
It is all fake.
There you go. Wow. We are about truth. Truth here on Baskin and Phelps. Robert's in Brecksville. Hi, Robert.
Hey, so you said Bibee started yesterday, right? Because I have paid attention. Who's
yes.
All right. So wouldn't he start? So I got a few questions about that. Wouldn't he start on the 29th, the last game, or mathematically, like, for five games?
Wait, what, I'm confused. What are you asking?
First, wouldn't he be starting on the 29th anyways? Because you said he might not pitch until game one of the ALDS.
Yeah,
because
they're
2 weeks. But
they're lined up to have all five of their guys over the last five games. So Bibee, okay. Cantillo, Lively, Boyd, Williams.
So where I'm going with this is I'm going to throw two scenarios at you, and then I want to ask you a question about it.
Sure.
Going into the 29th, either A, we have already clinched the number one seed to where it's essentially a meaningless game, or B, going into the 29th, we are mathematically eliminated from the one seed. Wouldn't you think it would be better to, since we're going to have that 7-8 days off, to do a bullpen game anyway to get all of our guys in the bullpen some work so they're not off for seven straight days? Wouldn't that be a better idea instead of having them start?
Well, I mean,
or have BB start for like a couple of batters, three, four batters, and then just essentially do a whole bullpen game so everybody gets a little bit of work.
They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Sorry, Carl Willis is great at this. They'll have everybody ready to go when they need to go, Robert. I don't mean to poo-poo your strategy on that. It could work. Whatever they decide to do.
You guys work and live sports. I just listen to it.
Carl will be putting these guys in the proper spot so that they are ready, fresh, good to go when it's time to throw in the playoffs.
I just want to see what you thought on it.
Yeah, I'm just looking. Again, October 1st is when the playoffs start. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate the phone call. So you're looking at when you get to the divisional series, that's October 5th. So you're looking at his next start could be October 5th. I don't know. I said first. Sorry about that. That's when the wild card series start. The divisional series start on Saturday, October 5th. So, wow. I mean, you could be looking at not pitching till a week from Saturday. That's a lot of days off. I don't know, but you keep throwing bullpens.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, so 24. You're looking at 5, 7, 12 days off.
I would rather deal with time off than have to win a three-game series to get to the next round. So there.
Fair enough. I agree. Give it a chance.
That's why you try and win as many games so that you can avoid that three-game series.
Andrew Siciliano from the Browns Radio Network. Also, you'll be able to hear him call the Ohio State game on Peacock on Saturday night. He will join us next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.